This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This probably goes to, you know, hundreds of award ceremonies and no award ceremonies. Whenever I do, or I'm kind of stuck there.
Yeah, like an event of some kind.
An event. Yeah. And you see the speeches, and I'm always struck by the fact that, you know, women accept awards and the first thing they do quite often is apologize. They apologize for not being funny. They apologize for not being articulate. They apologize for, you know, this isn't going to be a good speech. I wonder what we make of that. How did we get to that place?
I think because so many people hate women. There's so much anger toward women. I had to work to stop doing that. I'd be on set and I'd want to give a suggestion to, when we were filming Trainwreck, to Judd Apatow, and I'd say, sorry. And then I was like, I just noticed. I'm like, what am I doing? So I just made sure to not
you
do that anymore.
You talked yourself out of it.
Yeah.
It became a conscious thing.
Yeah, and it's out of my system now. I say I'm sorry a lot less than I probably should.
Well, who did this to her? I mean, she did it to herself. And, and I think that sometimes, just within our own self-esteem and the way we're raised and, you know, not to lead with our egos and all that kind of stuff. And then you get to that point. But, to me, what Amy Schumer is talking about is what, you know, she applied to herself and what other women. It's not that people hate women. I mean, how do you get there? Kind of amazing. And Scott, I guess... She's part of that celebrity crew that says that if Trump gets elected, she's leaving Dodge. You know, she's going to go to Spain and until she finds out that, the people in Spain aren't going to pay her millions of dollars for a goofy movie, right?
Well, that's just it. They'll move to Spain and, they'll move out of country. But when it comes time to, you know, make their money, they'll gladly come back and they'll pitch their shows.
They'll bless. Says peons with their brilliance,
their shows, their music, all that stuff. That they'll want that us to buy that. Then,
I remember Barbara Streisand had threatened the same thing if George W. Bush got reelected, she was going to leave Malibu. Well, last time, she's still there in Malibu.
Yeah, well, it's and has anybody? I want to meet the person that changes their vote because of that. You know, God, I don't want Barbara Streisand to leave, so I better, we better vote against Bush on this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there somebody out there that does that?
Well, if they do, you wonder and you kind of feel sorry for that person that their life would be so affected by somebody who's had such a spoiled life and had every opportunity. And of course, this smacks in the face. When you hear stories like Dr. Rosenwasser, Dr. Ben Carson, I mean, the millions and millions of success stories in this country from people that, just didn't want to be held back, you know, and be affected, kind of like Amy Schumer, and you wonder how much existential situation. Was there people outside of her, around her, saying she was less than, or was this something that was self-imposed? And then you have people like Dr. Ben Carson and Rosenwasser and others, didn't want to hear of the less than stories and be identified with things that were debilitating. You know, they said, wow, this America country thing, not bad. This is truly the land of opportunity, and it rewards hard work. And even as messed up as this country is right now with all the regulations and the wackiness that's going on, success stories are being written. And this is why I maintain, and I want to encourage everybody, is do not buy into the narrative that you're less than. It is time for America to dream big dreams again. And, sometimes we need adversity. We need to have that contestation and that opposition, because that's what builds strength And that's what helps us stay focused on the big dreams that we have. And I say, hey, go dream them. We need you to dream big dreams. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us as we continue shoulder to shoulder, back to back, to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because, you know, it's just that important. And that's been the problem here in this country, is that we've been treated like a bunch of mushrooms, as they said, kept in the dark and fed you know what. But I think it's time for reasonable people to hold on and not abandon their reason. And let's just make some evaluations based on the truth and based on reason. And welcome aboard. Let's talk it out. Akash Shugle is with us right now. He's the director of policy at Americans for Prosperity. In this role, he helps coordinate and advocate for many of AFP's state policy efforts, focusing primarily on health care, labor, education, and tax issues. Akash, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's talk Obamacare. At every turn, we've got doctors heading for the exits, and as if doctors not bad enough, I mean, we've got, the companies that were to provide the insurance for us are saying, hey, I'm out of here. I don't want any more to do with this. I mean, we've got a real mess on our hands here, Akasha. People that are counting on, the services, health services that President Obama promised and the Democrats promised, it's unwinding big time. I mean, when does this thing absolutely implode on itself, and what else has to happen before, I just don't know. I mean, I feel for these families. They're counting on this insurance, and now they go to call their doctor, and they say, well, hey, the doctor's not providing that service anymore. It's not available to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, which is that this is a huge problem, but it's one that a lot of us saw coming 5, 6, 7 years ago, Bill. I mean, This is the death spiral that we talked about, right? I mean,
right. We
have all these new requirements on insurance plans, mandatory, minimum standard that plans have to comply with, which is obviously going to drive up costs. Enrollment is several million below what the CBO and the White House originally projected, and the bigger problem is that younger, healthy people are not signing up for these plans because they don't want to pay the inflated insurance premiums to pay for older, wealthier people. So now what we're seeing is that premiums are increasing. Insurance companies keep pulling out as they're losing money, which is hurting competition, which is further driving up insurance premiums. And that's what we kind of refer to as the death spiral. And now we're in a situation where a third of the country, 31% of the counties in this country, will have one or fewer insurers. That's a monopoly. Is that county in Arizona, Pinal County, Arizona, zero Obamacare insurers available. You know, they promised comprehensive coverage, universal coverage for pre-existing conditions and all that. Ask the folks in that county in Arizona how the coverage for pre-existing conditions is working out for them with Obamacare, and they'll tell you the truth, which is that this law is broken. Now, what it's actually going to come down to, it'll be hard to tell. The next step here will be that they're going to ask for a taxpayer bailout of insurance companies. We're saying absolutely not. We're fighting to repeal Obamacare. That fight is far from over, regardless of what the politicians want to talk about or not.
But that bailout is baked into the program. I mean, this is what they did in the dark of night. And I say they, This isn't a bipartisan deal. This is all the Democrats. This is brought to you by your president, ladies and gentlemen, that you elected twice into this office to serve this country. And how do you like me now? No doctor. You can't keep your same doctor. You're not paying less. You're paying more. Premiums, get ready. They're skyrocketing again. Double-digit increases as high in some states, as high as, what, 65%, Akash?
That's exactly right. 62% in Tennessee is one that just came in last week. But you mentioned that insurer bailout. The past 2 years, Senator Rubio of Florida has really been a leader in preventing the taxpayer bailout of insurance companies, keeping that program revenue neutral to the federal government. But you better believe there's going to be Republicans in the heat of election season who are going to potentially fall victim to the pressure of insurance companies who say, look, if we don't get this taxpayer bailout, premiums are going to increase and you're going to take the blame for it. When obviously, as you mentioned, the Democrats wrote this, passed it, they own it. Republicans need to stand strong. You know, your listeners, conservative activists, we need to stand strong on this law and say, make them own it. The pain is theirs. The taxpayer responsibility needs to fall on the Republicans to look out for what's best for the rest of us.
Well, the fact of the matter is Democrats have been paying for this because I think it's, you know, as much as the Democrats would not like to own it, they need to. And the Republicans need to make sure that message is loud and clear because there are families. I mean, the only thing that's allowing the Democrats to get away with this, Akash, and you and I have discussed this before, is probably about 10, maybe 15% on the outside of America is actually dealing head to head with this problem where all of a sudden, you know, their premiums are skyrocketing. You know, it's not clear all across the board for everybody, but it's still a small percentage of people by comparison that are feeling the pain. You know, so we're almost speaking to the choir, as we say, to them, because they're already there. You've got life and death decisions. I mean, like the one man that I remember, you know, a couple years back, just looking into the camera and saying, look, I'm not going to do this to my family. If I can't afford the medication, I'm going to let life take its course. And if I die tomorrow, I die tomorrow. But I am not going to do this to my family. And those kind of decisions are being made every day across America. But they're being made by ones and twos, not by hundreds of people where, it has to be reported. Those stories are being greatly underreported. And we're not realizing just how big a mess this Obamacare is.
You know, that's exactly right. And today there's a new report that the uninsured rate has fallen to record low, which is great, right? The people have insurance. Mm-hmm. What they're not reporting is, one, you know, people are stuck with insurance plans that they don't like. They're on these insurance plans because the plans that they like got canceled once, maybe twice. Millions of people are stuck on Medicaid plans that are clearly not serving them well. You know, that entire population, that is an unsustainable expansion of Medicaid. And so this whole law that was centered on all these promises of lowering costs and, you know, not hurting the deficit, not hurting the economy, those have all been proven false. And the one statistic they're relying on now is the uninsured rate, but there's so much more behind that that doesn't tell the story that you're talking about, which are the pain of the high deductibles, the high out-of-pocket costs, the increases in taxes, the unaffordability of health care, which remains a campaign issue. Even now, 6 years into Obamacare, that's very telling about how successful or really unsuccessful this law has been.
Well, how much credibility does the number have that the government would want to give us? They can't even count unemployment numbers. How can we trust that they're counting the uninsured rate correctly?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know whether we trust that number or not, but I think the fact of the matter is, of course, the uninsured rate has gone down for the simple fact that, you know, we're now essentially redistributing wealth to pay for insurance for more people. So I don't doubt that number has gone down. But like I said, there's just so much more to that statistic. The huge increase in premiums, the huge increases in taxes. Many people are paying more so that some people can be helped. That's ultimately the crux of this law. But ultimately, it's not sustainable. The exchanges are on a death spiral. The Medicaid expansion costs more than we can afford. It's simply not going to stay the way it is. Whether, you know, Republicans continue to have the gall to repeal this thing or it begins to crumble on its own and undergoes major changes, I think we know exactly where this one is headed.
Well, the narrative for Republicans has to be, and they've got to beat the drumbeat, and I've been saying this for quite a while, they have to have a very simplified five-point plan of what they're replacing Obamacare with. I mean, this repeal and replace, yeah, that's a bumper sticker, but I need some depth. When they need to be able to articulate clearly, and I know that some have argued, you know, Paul Ryan, others have formulated this, but I'm not hearing the message. And we need to hear that message loud and clear. What we're, you know, we know it needs to be repealed, but what are we exchanging it for? And I believe if they accomplish that, then it will go a long way in getting us to this next critical phase that we need to get to. Akash Jugle, Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity on Bill Martinez Live. Akash, thank you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we love that NSA free stuff, especially in light of, you know, we got the Edward Snowden movie coming up too, right? Huh? That'll be warm and fuzzy for you. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're coming to you live from the CRN studios at Kanapali Beach Hotel in Maui, Hawaii. And boy, I'll tell you, we've seen a lot of weddings, you know, happening here along the beach. I mean, this is such a great wedding destination place, you know, Hawaii. Who doesn't want to say, oh, yeah, we were married in Hawaii, all those wonderful things. Well, we're going to talk, speaking of weddings, we're going to talk about weddings and wedding dresses with world-renowned couture designer, lifestyle and fashion expert, and co-host of TLC show, Say Yes to the Dress. Panina Tornay is with us. Panina, how are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, great to have you on. I mean, you know, we've got the fall wedding season.
How come I'm not in Hawaii? That's not
fair.
Yeah.
Well, you should be here, let me tell you. And then you could meet our new grandson, Jackson William Phelps. He's a gold medal baby. He was born on the 10th. And so we're here kind of hugging his neck and, you know, welcoming him here to the family, you know. So we're real excited. Yeah, yeah, it's good fun. My 9th grandchild, you know, so we're really excited. It's our daughter's first. First child, and yeah, so it's all very cool. So yeah, we're having a grand time here, but we're getting to the end of it, so I can already feel the heartstrings pulling in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand you.
Yes, well, Panina, the fall wedding season is coming up. Even though we're talking about, it seems like every month is a good month for a wedding, but we're heading into the fall wedding season, or maybe families already planning for a spring wedding. So, regardless, for many young women and moms, that means looking for bridal inspiration by watching the wildly popular TLC show, Say Yes to the Dress. Right? Congratulations on the show, by the way.
Thank you so much. This is we're shooting the 15th season, and
wow.
And yes, I mean the show is great, and we're having a lot of fun, you know, on it. So everything's good.
Well,
and
that's
yes,
amazing. 15 years, Panina. I mean, who would have thought that it would have taken off the way it did? I mean, I've seen bridal shows forever, so I guess when you look at the background. You know, the development in Southern California when I was working for radio stations, that was a huge deal doing bridal shows. So I guess that was all part of the suggestion that a show such as yours, Saying Yes to the Dress, would take off and be extremely popular. And as you say, entering its 15th season, that is just awesome.
Yeah, well, it's by far the highest, I mean, the best rated show for bridal. And I'm very proud to be on it. It's great. I think it's successful because it really shows what happens when a bride comes to, you know, to shop for her dress and all the behind the scenes and how we work with her. And it's exciting and it's inspiring for brides that are watching the show.
Well, you're giving some great advice and people are able to look at it and see, you know, the good things that brides and their families choose and, some of the mistakes. Let's talk about some of the mistakes that brides often make. What do you say?
Well, I think the worst mistake that brides make is that they don't enjoy the process of, you know, of choosing a dress and of shopping for their dream dress. I think brides have to understand that this is the best time of their lives and it's all about them. It's all about them being happy, them feeling good. And once they understand that, then they have a great time during the whole journey.
You know, the thought comes to mind is that watching some of these brides and the process they go through, what are they telling their potential bridegroom what they have to look forward to?
Well, you know, it's not easy planning a wedding, and it brings a lot of stress into a couple's life. And I sincerely think that it's like the perfect time to learn how to get along together and how to compromise. And there's so many things to do before a wedding and to plan before a wedding that I think the best advice is to plan in advance and delegate. Let other people take away, you know, some tasks from you. For example, I believe that God created bridesmaids to help brides.
Exactly.
You should Yeah, you should let them do things for you. Don't try to control everything, because at the end of the day, you need to feel good. You need to feel happy. And if you're too stressed, it's not going to happen.
Well, I can tell you, Penina, when our daughter chose her dress and I was able to go there to do the fitting, this is a warning to dads, bring tissue and a therapist. I was a basket case. I mean, it really hit me. I mean, it was this wave of emotion that came over me when I saw her being fitted for her dress. It was, you know, and I guess that's all part of the whole wedding experience. Like you say, you know, stop, smell the roses, enjoy it. And,
exactly.
You know, and I look back with fond memory of, you know, the different.
I love that.
You know,
I love when dads come to the fittings. I love when dads come because, you know, usually you don't expect men to have tears in their eyes. And then you see, you know, it's their baby. It's a little girl getting married. And I love all the emotion that I get to be part of when I'm assisting my brides.
Yes.
So I wish I could have seen you cry, Bill.
Yeah, right, exactly. It would bond us even more. I mean, even though you're not here in Hawaii with me, Penina, but next time we got to make this work.
How can you cry in Hawaii?
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, hey, emotions are emotions, and they transcend the universe no matter where you're at.
Yes.
What's one of the problems that brides face when choosing a dress, Penina?
Well, I think the most common problem is how to fit into your dress. And most brides have this issue. Even if they look amazing, they all talk about losing weight.
Yeah.
And I think going on a diet is one of the main issues that brides have. And I try to, you know, give them the best advice for that as well. It's important because I see myself as the fairy godmother of brides. I've earned this title from, you know, working with brides all around the world for 25 years. And I've seen brides struggle and, you know, go into crazy sorts of diets just to lose weight before their weddings. I've seen brides faint the day of their fittings. I mean, you don't know what to do when a bride faints in your arms. So for me, I recommend to first of all plan things in advance, and if you're going on a diet, then make sure it's a well-balanced diet and it's a healthy diet. And it's a diet that you can enjoy because it's all about enjoying yourself while, you know, getting ready for this wonderful once-in-a-lifetime day.
Exactly. Well, whether it's diet or anything else about this, it's all about managing stress a bit, isn't it, Penina?
Absolutely, absolutely. Stress is the worst thing that a bride wants while preparing for her wedding. We call that bridal anxiety. We think, I mean, I believe that whatever you can do to avoid bridal anxiety is what you should do, which means delegate. Don't, you know, take upon your shoulders everything, you know, all the preparations for your wedding. You have your mother to help you. You have your bridesmaids to help you. Just let go. Don't worry so much.
Yeah.
And if you're planning to lose weight, let somebody else take care of all the thinking and, you know, the portion control. And that's why I believe in a plan and not in just any diet that you just, you know, try to do last minute in order to lose the weight you wish to lose.
That's why in Hawaii, God invented Mai Tais, you know, Penina? So we can manage.
I love
we can manage. We can manage the stress a little bit.
Mai Tais, and here, for me, it's Nutrisystems. So if you want to go on a real plan, a good plan, that's
I love Nutrisystems. Boy, you and I have a lot more in common than we realize. Penina Tornay, congratulations again on saying yes to the dress season, and thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Oh, everybody dance, huh? Ladies' choice, why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. It's Bill Martinez. I want to remind you of the legends of Hollywood, like Gary Cooper, Lana Turner, Bob Hope. You know, they all had it all, seemingly. Glamour, wealth, fame, you name it. So what did they need God for? Well, everything. Mary Claire Kendall, her new book, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood's Legends, tell the fascinating life stories of an all-star 12. It's a must-read page-turner. A great seasonal gift as well, available at Amazon. You will enjoy it, trust me. A great, great read. You know, as summer ends and children return to school, making sure they're covered by health insurance is absolutely critical. I know you understand that. Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly one out of three children ages 5 to 17 years missed one or more school days due to illness. Children who have health coverage are better prepared to learn and are less likely to miss school because they're sick. In fact, they're even more likely to complete high school and graduate college compared with their peers who don't have access to care. It's just that simple. Through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, kids in Georgia can get the immunizations, regular checkups, eye exams, dental visits, mental health services, prescriptions, and other care they need to fully participate in classroom and after-school activities. Children and teens up to age 19 can get free or low-cost health coverage
through these programs. And here to help us understand is Verlin Johnson. Verlin recently completed a brief stint as the acting deputy director for the Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services, where she focused on topics such as the Zika virus, the Flint water crisis, and other national issues impacting state Medicaid delivery systems. Verlin Johnson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing great. I just want to say thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you for coming on to explain CHIP. Tell our audience, what is CHIP?
So Medicaid and CHIP, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, is a health insurance program that provides health insurance for children and families with low and moderate incomes. And what we found, honestly, is that many uninsured children have no idea they're eligible for this coverage. And as you said, if kids have health insurance, they thrive more in school, they attend school, and they're able to fully participate 100% in all the activities available to them. So we really want to make sure that kids and their parents know more about this.
Yeah, this is money well invested, you know, the people's money that we can support. And, it helps the trajectory of these kids. Why not take advantage? Help our audience understand who exactly is eligible for these programs when you say moderate to low income families.
Right. So it's really simple. Children and teens and families of four earning up to $48,600 a year or more may actually qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And we have a really easy way for people to find out if they're part of that. And they can simply go to our website, which is healthcare.gov, and they can learn more about the program and how they may qualify. Or if they don't want to go on the Internet, they can call. We have a number, which is 1-800-318-2596. And this number here will also provide them with the information that they need, as well as how they can sign up. And then there are also people in the community, whether they're healthcare providers or doing other organizations, who may know more about it and can actually help people as well. So we really want to make sure that we're getting the word out as quickly as possible and that people have quick access to this information too as well.
You know, so often, Verlin, we take health coverage for granted, but when you need it, you need it. And as we cited earlier, the statistics are real clear. And I'm an empirical evidence kind of guy. You give me statistics that say, look, it's better. Here's the reasons why. And it's clear with the research that you've made available and what our government has made available to us that, hey, we need people having health coverage. And it is important for them to have it, right? And not wait till the last minute and say, okay, well, now it's a mad scramble and we're behind the eight ball here.
Right. And the great thing about Medicaid and CHIP is that families can apply any time in the year. It doesn't matter.
There's not an open enrollment kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times our situations might change. People may lose their jobs or their income may go up or down. And we really want to make sure that people can apply at any time. But because it's back to school, we think this is a great time to get this in the mind of parents so
exactly.
They can apply. And let's face it, Medicaid can really do a lot of great service for the kids. They can get immunizations with Medicaid and CHIP. They can do regular checkups. If kids want to play sports, the first thing coaches will ask them for is a sports physical. And this
exactly.
is something that's covered on the CHIP and the Medicaid program. We have eye exams that are covered, dental health screens, mental health services, prescriptions, and a host of other services that kids really need. And it makes sense, like you said, for kids to be able to have access to these services, and we want to make sure that they have the insurance to do that.
Yeah, we want to keep them healthy so that way they can stay in class and learn the things they need to learn. Why not?
Exactly.
Verlin, let's break down the medical services a little bit more if we can. The services that are covered by CHIP.
So essentially, think about it in terms of the health care coverage that you receive. You're able to go to the doctor if you're sick, right? And so this provides that physician services that they would need if they are having a cold or the flu or other issues like that. They also have access to prescriptions for whatever the situation may be that they need them for. Immunizations, which are required. You can't even get into most schools if you don't have your required polio vaccinations. of chickenpox, vaccines, all those kind of things like that. So we really want to make sure people have access to that. And then also, again, like eye exams, I mean, you know, all of us don't have 20/20 vision. Since we really want to make sure that our kids then have those healthy eyes so they can see the bulletin boards and understand the processes that are going on around them. And then finally, of course, dental. You know, your teeth are very important. People don't have no idea how important it is to have healthy gums and teeth all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
exactly.
This is a service that can actually be provided under the Medicaid and CHIP program as well.
Yeah, we kind of want to give our kids a fair chance to be successful. I mean, so often you hear these stories, you know, to your point here, Verlin, that, you know, our children come home and they're going, well, I can't read the chalkboard. But it's not anything necessarily that you find out right away. It's maybe a month or so down the road that you realize, you know, your child can't see the chalkboard. And meanwhile, they've been suffering for the last month, doing poorly in class. And then you get all these other things that go along with it, you know, not paying attention, maybe some misbehavior as a result. And it's just because we just didn't do, you know, the things that we could do on their behalf to, you know, give them a little bit more favor and opportunity in the classroom, right?
Exactly, and that's exactly right. And again, they can always go to healthcare.gov to learn more about this, to see if they can get access to this quickly, and also use our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-318-2596, to find out more about Medicaid and CHIP and how they can apply. And again, the great thing, too, as well, is that if kids are covered, a lot of times the parents are, too. So not only are they having healthy kids, they themselves can be healthy so they can take care of the kids in the way they really want to. We really want that to happen.
And that works out in everybody's favor when it becomes part of the family culture. If there is a culture of health within the family, it serves everybody, parents on down to the kids, right, to your point?
Exactly. It really is a family affair and something we really want people to know more about. And, you know, we really want to make sure that this isn't a one-shop, one-stop thing as well. This is something that we want to make sure they're doing every single year. And if it takes going back to school to be that trigger for people to remember that, then let it be that. And let's make sure that we start this month with kids going back
to school. It's back to school season, and this is a good trigger point, a good bookmark time. What should families with eligible children know about CMCS, Verlin?
So CMCS is actually a component within the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that actually implements the Medicaid program with our state. You know, the Medicaid program and CHIP program are actually programs that are basically partnerships between our states and our federal government, and it's a great partnership because who wants better for their folks and the people who are there, your state officials and then your federal officials? We really want to make sure that we're doing what we can.
Real quick, 10 seconds left. Remind everybody the phone number, the website again.
The website is healthcare.gov, and the phone number is 1-800-318-2596.
Verlin Johnson, thank you so much for being with us. She's the Associate Consortium Administrator and Director of the Special Initiatives Division. This is Bill Martinez.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, around the world, via shortwave. Good to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Our next guest writes in the Lion Chasers Manifesto. It says, "Quit. The purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. Run to the roar. Set God-sized goals. Pursue God-given passions. Go after a dream that is destined to fail without divine intervention. Stop pointing out problems. Become part of the solution. Stop repeating the past. Start creating the future. Face your fears. Fight for your dreams. Grab opportunity by the mane and don't let go. Live like today is the first day and the last day of your life. Burn sinful bridges. Blaze new trails. Live for the applause of nail-scarred hands. Don't let what's wrong with you keep you from worshiping what's right with God. Don't try to be who you're not. Be yourself. Laugh at yourself. Dare to fail. Dare to dream. Dare to be different. Quit holding out. Quit holding back. Quit running away. Chase the lion." Mark Batterson is with us, and he is the author of That Inspiration, New York Times best-selling author. And we're going to be talking about his new book, Chase the Lion. If your dream doesn't scare you, it's too small. Mark Batterson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great, Bill. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for the book. It couldn't come at a better time. I think that so much of America is rather frustrated with the malaise. I mean, it's almost like we're back in the 70s, the latter 70s once again. And I think part of what's contributing to that malaise is people have lost sense of themselves, and along with it, the dream that has been lying dormant. And we've been saying on this show for quite a while, as I was sharing with you earlier, Mark, is that we want to encourage people to dream big dreams again. And I like your perspective that we need to dream dreams that just scare the holy what have you out of us, don't we?
We do. And, you know, they need to be dreams that are, you know, bigger than our resources, bigger than our ability, so that they require divine intervention. And mm-hmm. I think that's how God glorifies himself, when he does things we can't take credit for. And certainly that's at the heart of this book and this fun idea of chasing 500-pound lions.
Yeah, exactly. And I like, you know, what you say, that not only outside of yourself, but requires other people to join in. God's not going to give you a dream that sets you up in an island all by yourself. It always involves others, doesn't it?
It always does. And, you know, I, of course, tell the story of Benaiah and chasing the lion and David's mighty men. Well, David's dream of becoming king wouldn't have become reality without that band of brothers, those 37 mighty men. And so I think God wants to give us a dream that's bigger than us, and honestly, a dream that we can't even fulfill in our lifetime, because we're a people that believe in eternity. So I think that's the kind of dream God wants to give us.
Well, I like what Henry Ford said. He says, if you think you can't do it, you're probably right. And I think that's what's happened in America right now. We've fallen into that malaise and that mindset that says, it's impossible, so why try? And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you're right. And, you know, right now, you look at the political environment, and what's being challenged is the status quo at every turn. And it's making people uneasy. But I think, on the other hand, it's also opening the doors of opportunity to say, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's how we're called to live. You know, Bill, at the end of the day, we should be more known for what we're for than what we're against. Mm-hmm. And I'm someone that believes in playing offense with our lives, that's at the heart of faith. And I think instead of complaining about what's wrong with culture, why don't we write better books, produce better films, draft better legislation, start better businesses? You can do nothing wrong and still do nothing right. I think it's those sins of omission that ache the heart of our Heavenly Father. And so we've got to use this God-given potential to make a difference in our culture.
Well, I like what you say in your book. You say our greatest regret at the end of our lives will be the God-given or God-ordained opportunities we left on the table, the God-given passions we didn't pursue, and the God-sized dreams we didn't go after because we let fear dictate our decisions.
It's true, and 1 John 4:18 says perfect love casts out all fear. So when you understand God's love, I think what it does is it frees you up to take risks, to chase those lines that God puts in your path, and the net result of love is fearlessness.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, Chase the Lion, this is you know, part of the thematic sequel to your seminal In a Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day, which focused entirely on the obscure story in 2 Samuel of an ancient warrior named Benaiah, as you referred to, chased a lion into a pit on a snowy day and then killed it. You know, Chase the Lion, let's talk about this new book. And though it came out of this and inspired out of this, let's talk a little bit more of the genesis and why this was causing you to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, well, I got to write this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I pastor a church here in Washington, D.C., one church with 8 campuses, about 50% single 20-somethings. And, you know, I've learned that in a town like D.C., you can get reactive and you can kind of go through the motions. And you can even think that politics is the end-all and be-all. But at the end of the day, I believe it's about God's kingdom and his kingdom coming, his will being done. But that requires that the church wake up and fulfill her destiny and in a sense, play offense. You know, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But that requires us playing offense with our lives, playing offense in our marriages, really going after those dreams that God has put in our hearts. And when we do that, I think the church becomes the church and the kingdom really begins to take root and fulfill its destiny.
Well, Mark, the second part of that is the gates of heaven suffer violence and the righteous take it by storm. So to your point, there's a proactive call and destiny upon God's church, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm hoping that this book, and honestly, this story that is, it's tucked away in the Old Testament, but it's such an inspiration. Here is someone who didn't run away from what he was afraid of, but chased that 500-pound lion and in a sense, ran to the roar. And I think that's what God has called us to do. You know, we have the Holy Spirit on our side. We've got to be a people that go after those things that scare us. And when we do that, I think, Bill, we actually come alive and begin to experience the fullness that God has for us.
You know, Mark, and we've seen this from time to time, whether it was 9/11 and we saw the first responders' stories. And here it is, you know, the planes hitting the Twin Towers. And you had first responders, you know, you talk about running to the roar. I mean, they went right to it. And, you know, we know the aftermath quite clearly, the many people that passed and those that we honor to this day for their bravery. And, you know, there was so much to learn from that, that they abandoned, you know, what some would say the safe zone and put themselves at risk to save others. And, you know, what they were able to do. And I'm sure in each case, there was no regrets with those first responders.
And those are the people who make a difference with their lives and have the courage to maybe go in the opposite direction of those who would be running away. And so, you know, my hope and prayer for Chase the Lion, Bill, is that it would wake up a generation of lion chasers who aren't content with the status quo, but with God's help, really go after those 500-pound dreams. And you know, my conviction is this, that when we lack the guts to go after those God-sized dreams, we rob God of the glory he deserves. And so this is not a break-even scenario. This is about us stepping up, stepping in, and really taking some inspiration from those mighty men that surrounded David that helped his dream become a reality.
And there's a reason those stories are in the Bible, isn't there, Mark? I mean, to encourage us and to demonstrate time and again the faithfulness of God. You know, sometimes people ask me, you know, and I'll say to them, I say, I'm a but God Christian. They go, but God, what do you mean? And I say, well, because often in the Bible you read where all, you know, all odds are against somebody and it's impossible. And then you hear that transitionary phrase that says, but God. You know, God comes into that situation and the impossible becomes possible, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, one of two things is going to happen in our lives. Either our theology is going to conform to our reality and we're going to dumb it down or water it down, or our reality is going to conform to our theology. I'm someone who believes you got to stand on the promises of God. You got to stake claim to it. Mm-hmm. And when you do, your life begins to change.
There is a higher calling, isn't there?
Absolutely. To chase after those dreams God has given us.
Well, and it's tough, and this is, again, I want to encourage, you know, our family of listeners here, Mark, and I know you the same way, and, you know, throughout your church and the campuses that you lead and pastor here, is that the focus, and it's tough to focus right now because of all the distractions. You know, politically, you're in D.C., you deal with this 24/7 and the pressures that are on this season and this election season. But lest we forget, there is a higher calling that is available to us where peace resides and where joy is. The impossible is realized. It is a great place to be in if we will let go of the things of this world and stretch forward to that higher calling, right?
To that.
Mark Batterson on Bill Martinez Live.
The fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every
every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable